Hey, it's Samantha Scafidi, and I play Victoria Hayes in the Terrifier franchise, and you are listening to 30 Screams or Less.
Warning: 30 Screams or Less may contain spoilers about movies that have recently been released. If you haven't seen the movie, go watch it, come back, and enjoy the show. Or if you don't want to waste your time watching the movie and rather have two random horror dudes watch it for you, we got you covered as well. Welcome everyone to 30 Screams or Less, a horror movie podcast where we review horror movies in 30 minutes or less. Today's movie we're going to be reviewing is called The Ugly Stepsister. It's written and directed by Emily Blichfeldt, starring, okay, because let me preface this by saying none of this movie is in English, the slightest bit. So here who is starring, okay. Leah Myron as Elvira, Anne Dalthorpe as Rebecca or the mother, and Thea Sophie Lochness as Agnes. Actually, not bad. Not too bad, Corey.
No, oh, that's good.
All right. I'm improving.
It's probably all wrong, but you still pronounce it pretty
it
good.
Sounds good. It looks good. It looks like that. That looks like Lochness to me, unless it's like pronounced a different way.
Yeah, because of that.
It's got that A-E together
symbol.
Thing.
Yeah.
Like they're like hooked together. So I want to say that's Ness. 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 Whatever. Plot of the movie is trapped in a kingdom where beauty is currency. Elvira fights her flawless stepsister and subjects herself to brutal transformations in a desperate bid to claim the prince. But first, Corey, true horror story. Looked in the mirror this morning. My beard, an absolute nightmare. Dry, wild, looked like it clawed its way out of a crypt.
That's terrifying, man. Did you hit it with that beard octane?
Oh, yeah. Beard wash, conditioner, beard oil brought it back from the dead.
Fellas, don't let your beard turn into a creature feature. Keep it alive and kicking with beard octane.
And right now, hit beardoctane.com. Use code 30screams10. Get 10% off. Save some cash and save your beard from becoming a horror show.
Bad beard day? We've had plenty. Beard octane's the fix. We swear by it.
30 Screams or Less starts now. Corey, what did you think of The Ugly Stepsister?
I remember seeing the first trailer and immediately filing this under, oh great, another childhood Disney memory dragged into a horror alley and beaten to death. Yep. We're absolutely drowning in these right now, and somehow they're already stale. That said, against all odds, this one actually managed to be a refreshing spin on Cinderella. I don't know what the budget was, but holy shit, it looked really fucking good too. Like the costumes, everything was good. Mm-hmm. There were obvious influences from The Substance and the X films, you know, Maxine, Pearl, yeah. And it was done perfectly. One more thing, I'm calling it now. An American remake is basically guaranteed now that we've ranted about this on this podcast. Much like Speak No Evil, which was clearly manifested into existence by us.
Yep. $100 says James McAvoy is the prince.
James McAvoy is the prince, and Mia Goth is going to be Elvira.
Oh, God, I wouldn't be surprised the slightest bit. There could be an American adaptation of this movie. You bring up a good point regarding the budget, because these type of period piece movies, like in the 18th century, often involves just crazy costumes.
Yeah.
And you have like the horse and carriage, and it's all usually in some sort of freaking castle. Things like that. This is a very expensive movie to be a body horror movie. So, I mean, The Substance, that had to have been way up there too in price. I mean, Demi Moore, I'm sure she's not cheap to freaking secure for an actress. So this one, it's got to be an indie film, unless it was like a big film over there, and then we're just getting wind of it over here.
It must have been, because I thought it was interesting that it's on Hulu.
Yep.
As well as Shudder.
Right.
Oh, let me ask you, did you watch it with subtitles or did you watch the dub version?
Oh, I watched it with subtitles.
Okay, I heard the dub version is very bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm glad I forgot to tell you that before you watched it, to watch it with the subtitles, but I'm glad you did.
Yeah, I watched it was on Shudder actually. That's the one I watched.
Yeah.
Shudder is the original version where it's just all captions at the bottom. And as soon as I saw like the title roll, I'm like, "Fuck, another"
Well, I think it had both versions. Or at least Hulu does.
Hulu, I think, does. But Shudder, I only saw the one version, unless I didn't look hard enough. But then again, I thought the regular version was perfectly fine. Just be prepared to read a lot. It's like, you know, it's a good amount of, I don't know, context. There's a lot, like, there's a lot of, like, a lot of talking in it, but nothing too boring, like Inglourious Bastards, that always somehow puts me to sleep. I don't know, man. So it's a lot of dialogue. That's the word I want to use, dialogue.
You know what puts me to sleep when I try to watch it? And I'm going to get canceled for this.
Oh, no, what?
Lord of the Rings.
Oh, my. Yeah, I could see that. It's three movies of people walking towards a mountain.
Get the ring. Yeah, the ring. And then you have like a little like golem thingy and lava and people shooting ice or arrows. And
yeah, I watched it. It wasn't for me, but you know what sucks though is Inglourious Bastards on paper is a very good movie and the acting in it's phenomenal. Everything about it is great, but there's so much talking that after a while I'm just like, my head is bobbing. I'm just like gone. It's just too much.
I get it. But like, that's, I feel like that's Quentin Tarantino's thing. Cause like you've got that, The Hateful Eight and what the hell was the other
one? Once Upon a Time in California. No, Hollywood.
No, Django. Hollywood. Yep.
That was a
Django and a lot of fucking talking, yep.
Which is fine. That's perfectly fine. Django though. That movie was phenomenal. I love that movie. Mm-hmm. And obviously we know there's a lot of great parts in that that are very memorable, especially with Leonardo DiCaprio fucking his hand up in that one scene and still committing to the bit.
Yep.
Yeah. You know what? I want to take a step back real quick because like we're going to go off the rails here like we usually do. But everyone, you know, we're back again for the first time in 2 weeks. Took a little bit of a break because, well, it was the holiday season and we record on Thursdays, and every friggin' holiday was happening on Thursday. But hey, we hope you liked the interviews we had. They were really long episodes.
We went fucking hard up into the break. So,
During the winter break, we were just making social media content and then fucking drinking and eating our asses off. That's what we did.
Right off our bodies.
Right off our bodies. I have not lost a single ounce of weight, so I don't know what the fuck I was eating. So I'm looking at Elvira, and like, I'm like, that's the ugly stepsister. She doesn't look that bad. But I guess in like those times, that's like heinous looking. And man, like the fucking plastic surgery. I'm going to call it plastic surgery. That they did in this movie is brutal.
So I didn't look at your notes at all. But like, I remember when you and I hung out over the weekend there and I told you there were certain parts that were going to make you tick. Mm-hmm. Yeah. How'd you do?
Honestly, not bad.
With the eyelash one?
The eyelash one didn't exactly do it for me. Here's the reason why. Is because, well, all right. That hook was very close to the eye. Very close. But it didn't go into the eye. It was still uncomfortable to watch. But I was like, all right, at least it's not going in the eye.
So I feel like what made it so uncomfortable was the fact that the camera was right there. Mm-hmm. Like they zoomed in and you could see the end of the needle piercing the skin.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And you could see the blood start pouring out through the needle hole. Mm-hmm. And the blood-curdling scream.
Oh, God. Yeah.
I love that. I love how tense that scene was. And obviously the nose one. Mm-hmm.
Just, all right, we're going to give you a little bit of a nose job. All they do is just break her nose. That's it.
With a chisel.
Yeah, with a chisel. And a just break in like a few different spots. And then they just put this freaking thing on her nose to just form it a certain way, and nuts, dude. That was nuts.
And then I was hoping that the braces one was going to be way worse than it was.
Yeah, the braces one panned out exactly how I thought it would, where they're just pulling things like pliers, like big ass fucking pliers.
But in real life, that shit's like cemented onto your teeth. Mm. He just took those off. And again, this was in the 1800s. Yeah. But he just like casually takes these braces off her teeth like it's nothing. But she was screaming. Yeah,
of course.
So,
I mean,
yeah, I love those scenes.
No antiseptic at all.
No, not fucking send it.
Yeah, just send it. No pain relief, painkillers, nothing like that. Like nothing to knock her ass out while they're doing all this. They didn't have anesthesia back then. They probably would have clocked her on the top of the head and go, oh, you're awake. Hey, by the way. You know, we stitched this thing to your eyelids. But yeah, they were just fake lashes that they were stitching into her eyelid. Friggin' brutal. Okay, so here's the thing about that. All right, so they're stitching these eyelashes to her eyelids. So that's all like twine that's going in her eyelashes, right?
Yeah.
So that stuff's still going to rub against her eye like crazy, right?
Mm-hmm. Well, you would think so.
Yeah, just imagine twine constantly rubbing against your eyeballs all day. That's got to be awful.
I didn't even think of that until you just said it.
Oh, man, it's awful. Now I'm thinking about it. I would hate to have someone just like rubbing my eye all day with fucking twine.
Yeah, that ropey kind too.
Yeah, you know the exact kind. The kind that you see all the time at like craft fairs. And they're trying.
Dude, I use that shit to tie up my fucking tomato plants.
Exactly, that shit. Awful. Oh, man. Yeah, no thanks. I mean, you tie up chicken and shit like that when you're cooking it. It's like cooking twine. It's twine.
Yeah.
Regardless, twine is like very, I don't know, jaggedy. So that was brutal. There was a lot of scenes in this that were very cool when it came to practical effects.
The tapeworm stuff.
Oh, my God. Oh, God, the tapeworm. That was, okay, do you know when magicians, they do the whole thing like, where they're just like, whoa, and like they just keep pulling out of the hand, and it's probably just like this thing that's like rolled up like crazy, and they just keep pulling. Or like they do it out of their mouth too, right? It was probably that, but they made it look like a tapeworm. And this thing was fucking gross, dude, because when she's vomiting it, it comes out like it's a fucking squid out of her mouth into milk. What's the problem with milk for tapeworms, by the way? I've heard this is an actual thing.
Do they not like
yeah,
milk?
Yeah, I guess not.
I'm going to Google this while you're talking.
Apparently, they do not like milk. And it's like a thing I've heard plenty of times before. I don't understand it. But basically, she was eating tapeworm eggs. Well, one tapeworm egg, because really, all you need is one tapeworm to really fuck up your day. One tapeworm egg to lose weight. Now, the reason for all of these like beauty modifications and everything like that was because she and her better-looking stepsister got invited to a ball, and her goal was to actually find and marry the prince because her family needed money. They're broke. Her mother is a widow with two kids, and the other one's not old enough to, you know, go out and marry the prince and things like that. So it was up to Elvira to pick up the slack there, to make herself look as presentable as possible, very ladylike, you know, doing the whole very proper dancing and like putting things on her head to make sure that her posture is completely freaking straight, all that. She had to go through this whole like ordeal. And
yeah, her stepmother hated her too.
Yeah, exactly. She hated the new stepsister, right? The good looking one. So I didn't watch a trailer for this. I went into this fucking blind, man.
Really? You didn't watch when I sent it to you?
I don't think so. No.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah. So I was like, all right.
You trust me. I like that.
I was like, okay, sure, why not? Because we didn't think of anything to pick. So I was like, well, it came out late last year or sometime last year. And we're like, okay, yeah.
Yeah, I was trying to – I went over and made a list of other things to watch, but yeah. Of people's favorite horror films from 2025, and there were a lot that I haven't heard of or saw. And this was one of them.
Shit.
And it was at the top of a lot of lists.
Really? Okay.
Yeah, very under the radar. And then the fact that I saw that it was basically a horror retelling of the Cinderella story, I was like, why not?
Yeah.
We've been on a roll with these Disney horror movies.
Why not is right. The thing is, at first, as I'm watching it, I didn't think it was a retelling of Cinderella. There was a portion, though, where I was like, watch this be like fucking Cinderella, like this whole deal. And then, of course, it happens. You know, towards the end, we get the whole Cinderella sequence. Now
the foot or the slipper.
Yeah. Now if we flip this whole fucking script on its head with this movie, they retold the Cinderella story in a real fucked up way. like real fucked up. So the better looking stepsister, her name's Agnes, I believe, right?
Yes.
Agnes. Okay. Agnes, she's living in this like really nice home with her father who's supposed to have like money. This new family moves in with them. The mother marries that father, and we have a bit of a Tommy Boy situation happening. So she married the father pretty much for money, and he dies at the reception. And now, come to find out, they actually didn't have money. So this mother, like the whole family, is just broke. They can't afford to live in this place, and they're depending on Elvira to, get better looking to marry the prince so that way they can have money and be taken care of, all that shit. And then, yes, she goes through all this shit to try to make herself look better. But Agnes is the daughter of that father who died during the whole wedding reception. Mm-hmm. So Agnes turns out to be Cinderella. Now, I didn't read the actual Cinderella book, so I don't know if Disney left a part out or if it's like, oh, you know what? We're going to throw this in. They made Agnes, she was having sex with the farm boy in the barn doing her thing. Now, the prince is going to want a virgin. So obviously, Elvira sees this whole thing going on. And I'm pretty sure she told, I can't remember, was it like, it wasn't her mother or stepmother or something, right? Like, I don't know, it was a lady living in the house and she was actually teaching the girls to dance. But she told her, Agnes got kicked out of like doing all those activities. Like, they didn't want her presented to the prince because, you know, she was actually having sex, all that stuff. Wasn't pure. So that's happened.
That scene was graphic.
It was graphic. It was, oh yeah, it was very graphic. There were a lot of like naked asses in this movie.
There was a huge hog in that scene too.
Yeah. Yeah, there was. They did not hold back on boners.
And jizz. Lots of jizz.
It was. Oh, my God. Everywhere. Yeah, there was a lot of it. Tons. So they find out she's no longer invited to the ball, all this stuff. Now, Elvira is actually the one that's the front runner at this point because she's doing all this work. She's looking better, and she's basically picking up where Agnes left off. So she gets like the main dance, a lead dance, and gets to dance with the prince, all this stuff. Of course, we all know the story of Cinderella, where Cinderella comes to the ball real late and dances with the prince, and the prince finds her slipper, all that stuff, and then he's going around town trying to find the virgin girl who lost her slipper at his ball. Turns out, obviously, not a virgin at all, but she fucking swiped the prince away from Elvira. It's like Elvira is mid-dance with this prince, and the prince was like, oh, look at this girl, and just ran off and danced with her. Now Elvira's losing her friggin' mind, and then she starts puking up tapeworm eggs.
Oh, dude, you know what detail I really like this whole movie, what, back to the tapeworm, yeah, is you can hear her stomach grumbling in basically every scene.
Every scene.
Until she pukes it up.
Oh, God. It's awful.
And then there was that one scene where, like, they showed her stomach and you can see the skin kind of moving around. That reminded me out of it, like something out of Alien.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You could see it moving under the skin.
Fucking gross.
Yeah, I love that detail. I don't know if you noticed it, how you could hear the grumbling.
Yeah, I noticed the grumbling throughout the whole movie as soon as she like took the tapeworm egg. And it was fucking gross because you see the egg and it's like translucent. But
you can see the thing swimming around inside.
Exactly. See it swimming around inside and just puts the thing back. As soon as she did that, I was fucking grossed out. Because I'm like, I already know where this is going. Because tapeworms, they basically eat everything as it's going into your stomach. How they survive in that stomach acid is beyond me. But they will actually just take all your nutrients. So her hair's falling out and all this shit. And they're putting a wig on her to look better for the prince. All this stuff.
The hair thing, I was completely forgot that she ate the tapeworm, right?
Yeah.
For a second, because that when she, I forget, was she in a bath or something when she first noticed her hair started falling out? Okay. I didn't know why that was happening at first.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, what the hell is like, did someone poison her or?
Which, good guess. I mean, for all we know, it could have been Agnes who poisoned her to make her lose her hair. But fact of the matter is, tapeworms wreak havoc on your fucking body, like your whole body. So she was losing a shit ton of weight because of it. But I don't think she lost really all that much weight because the whole time she's got this ginormous friggin' thing hanging out in her stomach. And I was fully expecting, Corey, something real bad to happen at that ball. Like the tapeworm comes out of her and grosses everyone out. There's shit everywhere, something like that. Just bloody shit. Just that's what I was expecting, but it didn't happen. It was still.
Yeah, I thought she was going to have diarrhea at some point for sure. Yeah.
No, I thought she was going to shit that thing out, and it was going to be freaking disgusting. Ugh.
Shitting tapeworms at a ball.
Oh, God. at the ball. Oh, that's gross. Yeah.
She ain't getting the prince then.
Yeah, I think if anything, that probably grossed me out most in this movie.
the scene with her puking it up got like, I felt that one.
Yeah. And you see her sister, her younger sister, just pulling it out of her mouth. And I don't know what she drank, but apparently it's the cure to get this tapeworm out of her stomach.
Yeah.
Weird.
Who the fuck was that? They gave it to her.
I don't know. It was some sort of tincture. Like, you know, she was putting a few dots on her tongue, swallowed, and all of a sudden that tapeworm's like, fuck this. I'm eating myself out of the stomach.
Epicac syrup.
Yep. Epicac syrup.
Maybe that's what it was.
I don't know, man. Your guess is as good as mine, but gnarly.
Ipecac syrup, Miralax.
Yeah.
Wait, no. Ipecac's the one that makes you puke.
Oh, yeah. So she wasn't trying to puke. She was just trying to piss off the tapeworm to be like, you know what? I'm coming back this way.
Yeah, but yeah, but this is also the 1800s. So do they know that then?
I don't know. Castor oil, maybe? Who fucking knows? They were probably drinking horse diarrhea.
I think you have to do a science experiment.
I'm not doing
it. You have to commit to the bit.
I'm not committing to that bit. That bit.
You heard it, everyone. Steve hates you and the podcast.
No, I don't. I'm not eating a tapeworm. I'm not doing I do enjoy science. Not that much.
You are about, you're all about committing to the bit, though. So
I am. All right. Get me some tapeworm eggs. Let's make it happen. I can lose a few pounds anyways.
Yes. DM us if you know where we can get tapeworm
don't
eggs.
DM us.
Steve's hungry.
I'm not that hungry. Oh, God, it's gross. All right, so kind of jumping around all over the place. I think it's a good movie to watch. I don't think I should really go too in depth with everything.
No, just I think we can wrap it up very momentarily, but we have to talk about the shoe not fitting.
Oh, brutal. Oh, absolutely brutal. I love the effects on this too.
Me too. So I wrote it down in my notes how, all right, so as you all know, the Cinderella story, she gets a slipper, it doesn't fit. Elvira is determined to make this slipper fit her foot. Mm-hmm. What do you think she does? She grabs a fucking meat cleaver and decides to start chopping her own toes off.
Hacking away, but, making it fit. Oh.
So the minor detail in the scene that I really love, though, is she chops her toes off, and then the camera zooms in on the toes just hanging at a fucking 90-degree angle.
Oh, yeah, and they're just,
but
like,
you can see the blood pumping.
Like, oh.
You can see the blood pumping. Like, it's pulsating.
Yeah.
Right?
It's gross.
And then, thankfully, her mom's around to come in and realize she chopped off the wrong fucking toes. And she actually had the shoe for the other foot, so they had to take those toes off, too.
Fucking crazy.
So her mom came in and helped her out. Yeah. What are moms for?
Yeah, exactly. You know, I wouldn't think that's uncommon. There was, like, I think way back in the, like, late 1800s, early 1900s, in China, there were women who used to bound their feet, like, break and bound their feet. It was crazy.
Okay.
Like, I'll show you. Obviously, it's not practiced anymore because it causes some serious issues with walking, but hey, who knows? In the 1800s, they could have fucking done that shit. Like, hey, listen, we got to fit into these shoes, so we have to break all your toes, or we have to do something stupid. So she starts hacking off her fucking toes. And the reason, like, I want to take a step back again. The reason why she was doing this is because this girl is 5'9". She's a big, tall girl. And obviously, if the girl's 5'9", she's going to have freaking pretty big feet. She's not going to fit in these little dainty-ass slippers that Agnes fits in. So she had to do what she's got to do. She had to commit to the bit and cut off, like, a good portion of her foot to try to fit in the slipper. And I don't understand the reasoning. Well, I understand the reasoning. I don't understand why she would want to do that, because guess what's going to happen? She's going to put that slipper on, and then she's not going to be able to walk. She's not going to be able to dance. She's not going to be able to do shit at all.
She didn't care. She just wanted to marry the prince.
Yeah, but what the hell is the prince going to do with a woman who just, like, just lays there all day and can't actually walk around?
I don't know.
I don't know.
I also think it was more about her trying to be better than her stepsister.
Yeah, I think it was just pure madness. She just went mad and, like, was super driven and dedicated in order to get this prince that she basically fell in love with via poetry. I think he had poems that he's putting up.
Yeah.
And she fell in love with that, and she wanted to be with this prince.
Yeah, and then after everything she did, this asshole still picked out Agnes.
Yeah, yeah. Fucking picks out Agnes. And in the most generic Cinderella way, of course, you see Agnes run off. Like, the bell rings. She's out of there. We see the scene where there's the pumpkin. I don't know if you saw a little glimpse of a mouse nearby and things like that. They were definitely throwing those things in there.
Little Easter eggs.
Yeah, little Easter eggs. Exactly. Thrown in little Easter eggs of those moments that you see from Cinderella. And naturally, after all of the toe cutting happens, Elvira is sliding out of bed, hits her face, breaks her new nose. And then, oh no, her teeth. She busts her teeth getting off the bed. I'm like, oh God, teeth stuff. I hate it. So busts her teeth, bleeding all over. Starts crawling to the door, falls down the stairs, breaks her nose. And just completely undoing everything that she's done in order to like look presentable for this prince.
Yeah, that's probably, I'll get into that with my final review, but I really love that.
Yeah. I love at the end, though, she's like walking out and she's looking like some sort of friggin' monster with her busted ass nose, teeth all messed up.
Yeah.
She's walking like on her hands. And her sister's doing like the wheelbarrow thing that you see it like, you know, with sack races and shit like that.
Hold her by the ankles. Yeah,
exactly. So holding her by the ankles and she's like walking out because, you know, she can't walk. So I just, that was nuts. I thought that was nuts. You know, I wouldn't hate to get into it right now. You know, we've been talking this whole time. I say we just go for it.
Yeah.
Corey, actually, you know what? Real quick, one thing. I thought this was interesting. At the very end of this movie, you see... It actually says the word sleut, and I'm like, wait a second, is that on purpose? But turns out sleut means like the end or ending in Norwegian. So I thought that was really cool. That's
okay. Yeah. I didn't know that.
Yeah, I had to look that up. I was like, okay, Google Translate, let's look into this a little bit. Yeah, had no idea. So I learned something last night watching this movie. Wait, was it last night?
Perfect.
No, it was the night before. I was up real fucking late watching it.
Yeah, I know, because we're playing Ark Raiders, and then you decided to go watch a two-hour movie at 11 o'clock at night.
I didn't think it was going to be 2 hours. I thought maybe 90 minutes. I'm like, okay, I can pull that off. And I'm like, oh, shit, it is almost 2 hours. I was going to initially watch some of it and then watch the rest the next day. I said, fuck it, committing to the bit. But, yeah, that's been our new thing now is Ark Raiders. We've been going nuts on that one.
That's like our new Helldivers. Do after this.
What's that?
I said, that's what I'm going to go do after this.
Yeah, I'd probably do that too. So, well, yeah, we'll see. So, all right, now I think we can get into it. Corey, what do you give the ugly stepsister?
So this is going to get a 5 out of 5 out of me. Right. I thought it was incredible. Every performance was firing on all cylinders. The pacing was perfect. The score was really great. And I was so locked in that I barely took any notes. It does start a little slow, but that's very much on purpose because they really make you sit in it and feel every miserable step Elvira is going through. And this is what I was kind of talking about before that I love so much. Mm-hmm. That it begins and ends in the same emotional gutter with our main character at her absolute worst. Nothing like a nice, tidy, emotional gut punch to really tie the whole thing together.
Yeah, a nice little ugly bookend, if you will.
Yeah.
Yeah. And
I loved it.
Hey, we love
not a happy ending. I mean, it is kind of a bad, like a sad ending, but it's the same way that it started. Mm-hmm. So she's kind of in the same position she was that she started in, and the movie ends.
Yeah.
We get our salute.
Yeah. Save your happy endings for rom-coms.
Yeah. Yeah.
We'll leave let horror have their bad endings. And it's hey, I love it. I'm fine with it. All right, I'm gonna go into my review now. I'm actually gonna go with a 4 out of 5 on this. I like the twisted retelling of Cinderella where it's not evident for the majority of the movie, but actually unveils itself more in the third act. Like it goes hard in the third act on the Cinderella aspect.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely unhinge how far some people will go for beauty to achieve a goal, which we've seen before in body horror movies such as The Substance and Grafted. The tapeworm scene was kind of a nightmare to watch because it was massive to the point where it looked like intestines coming out. It was fucking brutal. The acting was good. The score was interesting. The score was interesting because it worked, but it didn't feel cohesive with the time period. Because, like, there were some aspects where it was sounding like almost 80s synthy, which, I mean, we know how much I love 80s synth, but wrong time period. Overall, I'd say it's worth a watch. But if you're going to go watch it, make sure to throw on some subtitles. You can watch Ugly Stepsister now on Shudder. All right, everyone, help out our algorithm by liking, following, and subscribing to us on Facebook, X, Instagram, TikTok, Threads, YouTube, and Slasher. Yes, all of them. No, we're not sorry.
Leave us a 5-star review on every podcast platform you use so strangers can also regret listening to us. Tell your friends, too. because misery loves company.
Our intro and outro music is courtesy of Andrew Scott Bell. Go listen to him on all major streaming platforms. And if you see Winnie the Pooh, Blood and Honey on vinyl in the wild, be sure to buy it immediately like a responsible adult.
We're part of the Shining Wizards Network. Wrestling, heavy metal, horror, basically everything your parents warned you about. Go check them out at shiningwizardsnetwork.com.
Visit 30screamsorless.com to buy some merch.
Want us to review something? Contact us through our website or scream into the void on social media. Same difference.
Also, freshen up your face with Beard Octane and save some money while you're at it. Be sure to use the code 30screams10 at checkout to save 10% off your order, because your beard deserves better than neglect and regret. Smell good, look alive, and scare people for the right reasons. I'm Steve.
And I'm Corey.
And thanks for listening to 30 Screams or Less. And don't forget to drink your beans.